It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than being named Hitler.
Yeah.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat list live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. DavinComedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom of the comment chat. Go. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I am Davin Williams. That is Pip Yellis.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
hey.
Joe is tardy.
You know, that's not very nice.
But he is.
I know he is.
Very tardy. He'll be here later.
I know. He's got stuff.
Joe's always got stuff.
I know, but lately he's had, like, legitimately lots of stuff.
I've had enough of his stuff. His stuff is now conflicting with my stuff, and that doesn't work.
No, that's what his ex-wife said. She's had enough of his stuff.
I don't know what she says. I don't even know if she unfriended me on Facebook. Maybe that happened.
I don't know. I unfriended her first, so I have no idea.
I would never do such a thing.
I did.
And I like to get every angle of insanity.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't want... Yeah, no, there's more than enough there. I really needed less of that.
There is plenty of people that are a Facebook friend strictly so I can raise my eyebrows and go, you're fucking nuts.
Well, I see you post on Facebook, and I see you, like, there was one post today, give specific instructions, and then somebody's like, the other choice?
Oh, it's that,
like,
was
no,
yesterday.
No, that's not choice number three. I gave you two choices. You don't make up your own. This isn't like color outside of the lines.
I'll explain that in a second. Yeah. Since you bring it up, but I'll tell folks what is on the show before I get into that sidebar.
Okay.
So, for the first time in 20 years, there'll be no Ramadan dinner at the White House. Nobody's bringing the ramen for the Ramadan. School of Fools, Nazi news, Google algorithms, and racism. Breitbart News is on the decline. And it's a lot of double dose of scamming scammers with Jane since we're taking next week off.
I know. I mean, there's so much. There's so much in this show.
So, the post that you refer to on my Facebook page, I posted, if you could only listen to either one of these pairs of comedians for the rest of your life, who would it be? Would it be Jerry Seinfeld? And who was the other one?
Robin Williams.
Jerry Seinfeld and Robin Williams, or George Carlin and Chris Rock.
Right.
So was my. Do you have any idea why I paired them the way I did?
I do. I thought that it was more because the Jerry Seinfeld is certainly not as manic as Robin Williams, but they were both more I don't know. I thought that George Carlin and Chris Rock were more observational but like stinging, like satire. Mm-hmm. Than Seinfeld and Robin Williams.
Close. I picked legends, all of them.
Yes.
One live, one dead for each one.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say what you want about Robin Williams, but he was certainly a legend in comedy. A lot of people loved him.
Oh, yes.
I was curious, though. You were kind of on point. When I think about Robin Williams and Jerry Seinfeld, I think now there were exceptions in both their acts, but I would think comedy about nothing,
yeah,
so to speak. You know, fun, yeah, comedy. Robin Williams,
freewheeling.
Yeah, exactly. Robin Williams is certainly manic in that regard, but there was a lot of that. And you know, Jerry Seinfeld is observational, but it's a lot of life's minutia that isn't really going to ruffle too many feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's George Carlin, who,
wow,
very observational. He didn't give a shit whose feathers he ruffled.
Nope.
And Chris Rock certainly has a very observational. Certainly has a strong point of view.
Yes.
And he's going to share that with you.
Yes.
So that was why I did that. In the past, I've noted, I will see people be like, well, you know, comics, you know, they should just make us laugh. Stop with the politics. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, they just make us laugh, or I don't want to think when I go to a show. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of that.
And there are plenty of comedians for you then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was kind of curious how this would break down, because I'm bringing in two comics that you really don't have to know what's going on in the world to enjoy them and appreciate
them.
And two comics where if you were aware of what is going on in the world around you at the time when they are performing, you will certainly get an enhanced appreciation or disdain, either way.
All right.
Of their talents.
Right.
So in the past, a lot of people like, you know what, I don't like comics who make a point.
Well, and also Lisa said Carlin and Rock favored a lot of sarcasm. And no, I wouldn't say Jerry Seinfeld isn't sarcastic.
He's sarcastic.
Yeah. I don't think that Robin Williams was sarcastic.
No, I was going to put Dunham in there, but I'm like, nah, you know what, I don't want to put a puppet involved.
Right.
I want to make it all same
straight
type.
Straight ahead comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, much to my surprise,
mm-hmm.
almost everybody, not everybody,
yeah.
almost everybody went Rock and Carlin.
Absolutely.
Which would be my choice
between. And that doesn't,
but that's not a surprise that I would say that.
It doesn't denigrate the work of, in my mind, Seinfeld and Williams.
Not at all.
It's just that you said, for the rest of your life, who would you want to listen to? And it's like, well, given my druthers, I'd rather listen to those two.
Right. They're much more interesting.
Yeah. Well, and on
although Robin Williams is very interesting, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you're into that.
I really appreciated Robin Williams, and one of the things that I admired but I also was drawn to was the fact that he was one of these sad clown people, you know.
Yeah, but we didn't know that when we were seeing him. That's later on. I wasn't putting their life into it. I wasn't putting their movie and TV careers.
Right.
I was just doing straight stand-up comedy.
Yeah, when he was doing coke, he was way too manic for me.
Robin Williams was by far the best actor of that group.
Oh, my God,
I mean, you know, he was great in funny stuff, and he was great in dramatic.
Yes.
But that wasn't on the table.
No.
If you ask me who would I like to see do something for the rest of my life outside of stand-up comedy,
yeah.
it would be Robin
Williams.
Robin, and I like the others, and the others acted and on. I love the show Seinfeld. But Robin Williams is a much better, had much better acting chops, much more diverse.
Although I understand Rock is really talented in macrame, but it's really boring to watch.
Right. So it was very interesting to see people who in the past, you know, but they disagree with something that Chris Rock says. They get offended by what Chris Rock says.
You could.
They still would rather hear Rock.
Yeah.
Or, you know, people who want more of the, you know, I just want to sit there, relax, I don't want to think
mm-hmm.
comedy. Mm-hmm. They went to Rock and Carlin. I don't know if people realize that when you're listening to Rock and Carlin, you are listening to commentary on society.
Yeah.
They're going to do some other stuff about relationships and, you know.
They'll
do that stuff, too. But you're not really going to see an hour of Rock or Carlin towards Rock where he is now and Carlin as he progressed, because he wasn't always that way.
No. But he got crankier as he got older.
Right. But you were gonna hear some social commentary.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's kind of interesting, the people who like fancy themselves and like, well, I don't really want to think, and you know, comics should just be funny and this, that, the other,
mm-hmm.
gravitated towards Rock and Carlin.
Oh yeah, that's surprising. You know, I suppose I don't know if you can sit there and be like just passively let their acts wash over you without thinking about it because they're.
Well, I mean, I'm sure on some level. I mean, it's certainly easier with Rock.
Yeah. But George Carlin was really very much a thinking man's and woman's comedian
mm-hmm.
because he would bring up like very abstract topics. He was very pointed about society and politics
mm-hmm.
and religion.
George Carlin was not for the easy night out of just mindless laughter.
No, but nor is Chris Rock, because I mean
not the past couple of years, the past decade.
I mean, going at relationships, it gave you a lot of fodder for thought, whether you agreed with him or not.
Race.
That's my next
point.
And
then, he got in trouble on Saturday Night Live when he did his monologue about, he was talking about the World Trade Center.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was like a year ago. Mm-hmm. But it was do you think I paired them right well for what I was trying to say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I thought it was a really good quiz question.
Yeah, I didn't comment on it or anything. And I wasn't even going to bring it up here. I was just kind of curious.
No, I just thought it was really interesting because also what had been on my mind is that a recent issue of Rolling Stone had a write-up of the best comedians going on right now. And
mostly people we've never heard of.
No, that's not true. No, talking about Carlin and talking about Chris Rock.
But you said they're going on right now.
Oh, I didn't mean to say Carlin. Oh God, I'm blanking on his name. Ginger.
Hair. Louis C.K.?
Yeah, Louis C.K.
Let's be honest. I mean, I enjoy Louis. Let's be honest. There's a lot of stuff that isn't very brilliant.
No.
I mean, he's not this... I don't know. He's not. I enjoy him. He's not special. I don't look at Louis C.K. go. He's groundbreaking.
I don't know. I think that it's just his approach to things that he seems like an everyman, but then he goes very dark, and that is. I mean, the element of surprise. I mean, I don't know if you could be surprised about it if you've seen his act, but the element of surprise is one of the big elements of comedy. And the thing is that you don't expect the twist at the end, where exactly he's going. You know, it's not going to go to a nice place, but you're not sure exactly
like
which
I said,
place
you know,
it's
I'm
going.
Not, I don't study these guys. I mean, I like Louis, but I don't put him on the same level as a Chris Rock.
I don't know. He's up there for me.
I think Chris Rock is taking much bigger chances.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like somebody who's going to take chances. Now, I realize that might not be the popular thing these days. It's probably a lot better for everybody to play safe. Every time we see an entertainer take a chance, they shit the bed.
Well, that's the thing, is that there was also an article about Chris Rock recently in Rolling Stone, and there were, you know, he was saying that he was trying different material and it was evolving each show, you know, when he was talking through what worked and what didn't work with somebody after the show, not the reporter themselves, but, you know, a trusted co-worker of sorts, and there were little snippets in the article about, you know, which way he thought he would take different things. He was doing some material about his recent divorce, and so he, you know, was saying, you want to bring in, when you're that kind of really straight ahead, honest comedian, you want to bring in elements of your life, but how much of it do you want to display? How much of yourself are you willing to give away? And how, he said, I don't want to be Sam Kinison. I love Sam, but I don't want to be angry for a whole year while I'm doing this comedy tour talking about my divorce, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really talk about I'm honest with my takes on things, but I don't really talk about my personal life.
You don't so much, no.
No. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just not that interested by it. Maybe because I do it here.
Well, this is your outlet for that.
I'm very honest with shit here.
Yeah, you are.
But I've never molded into material.
Not your stand-up, no.
No. I mean, I'll go on a rant here.
Oh, no.
Over minutia. And I probably could translate it, but here I set the time.
Yeah, so I know.
You know, if I want to talk about 45 minutes about the shitty cashier at the supermarket, I'm going to do that. Stand-up comedy, not so much. Plus, yeah. You and Joe are easier to appease in here than paying customers who have a two-drink minimum.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's
you'll
actually...
indulge my nonsense.
Well, yeah. I mean, and sometimes you indulge mine, but...
I do. I most certainly do. Especially when Joe's running late.
I know. It's like, you have to be a nicer audience to me because I'm the only
one
here.
I've admitted as much.
I know. But it's sort of like when you're sitting around a table like this. I mean, I know there are listeners, but you're not
there
looking...
There are.
Yeah, I've been told.
Tried everything to discourage that. I did get a message from a lady that we helped with the scamming. She said our show made her realize that she was being scammed and help her. So.
That is fantastic. I love hearing that.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
I love hearing that there's something, you know, I'm positive comes out of us beating them with sarcasm and stupidity.
I shall beat you with my sarcastic cock.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How'd the cock get in here? Oh, that's what I said last night.
like you had any doubts.
I wanted to bring up some other things since we're talking about Chris Rock. Did I tell you my Chris Rock story ever?
I don't know.
It was, I I used to live in a town right next to his.
Englewood?
No.
Was he in Englewood?
No, he's in Alpine.
Alpine. Yeah, I knew he was Jersey for a while.
Yeah.
Is he still?
Yeah.
Well, the wife didn't get the Alpine house?
No, they he bought a house down the street so he could be near the kids.
Oh, ain't that nice.
Yeah. So, which I did not know. I didn't know that he stayed in the same area.
She didn't know his wife, right?
Yeah.
Got caught, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll end it.
Yeah,
that's... It's the whole getting caught. It's
You shouldn't have. Oh, I got caught.
Yeah. You know, it's all fun and games until she finds out.
Yeah. You know what? Every broad that leaves your house has got to take the panties with them. No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Don't leave them in the glove compartment.
I have no idea.
You never know when you're going to need a road map.
You know, or a pair of gloves or something. It's like, what? You know.
You got to cover your trail and wipe off that stank.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't use that to wipe off the fog inside the car window.
Don't let her write Jenny was here.
Oh, my God. It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I went to the same Chinese takeout that he went to. And I was.
That's good to know you're eating high quality takeout.
I guess so. I was sitting there and I had placed my order and I was just sitting there killing time while they were making the food. And
yelling at each other.
No, well, yeah, as they tend to do in the kitchen.
Cats.
It sounds like they're having quite the conversation. It's probably just, you know, did you chop up the celery yet? You know, I mean, but in Chinese.
Celery.
Yeah, there's lots of celery in Chinese food.
There's a lot of celery in Chinese.
Yeah, sure.
There's some. It's not a lot.
Yeah, whatever. They needed some.
It's not beef and celery. It's beef and broccoli.
Do you eat chow mein? It's like celery with a little bit of meat thrown in there.
70s Chinese food.
It's good.
I understand, but it's 70s. Nobody gets chow mein anymore.
I bought it yesterday.
And out of a can?
No, chicken chow mein.
It's such a 70s Chinese food.
Call me Miss 70s then.
I don't know anybody who gets the chow mein.
I just wanted lots of vegetables with a little chicken, and that's what I got.
Okay.
and some rice. That's what I felt like.
Chinese is the way to go with that.
Yeah, that's what I got. So I was sitting there waiting for my food, and all of a sudden I feel somebody walk in, and I guess I was looking at the menu or reading something, and I glance up, and I see these sparkling white new sneakers. And then I look up, and I see that from the back, it's obviously a black dude, but I didn't really like pay any attention. And then there was something about like he turned and I got just the slight side view of his face. And I'm like, holy shit, that's Chris Rock standing at the counter. And
he got the egg rolls. Can a nigga get some egg rolls?
Oh, my God.
Oops. I apologize.
I apologize.
I should have used the word nigger when talking about egg rolls.
Oh, my God.
I apologize to the black community and the Asian, the gooks, if you will.
Please stop. Oh, my God. This is going to get banned. Oh, jeez. So she's like, the woman behind the counter is like, oh, hello. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
You don't get that hello. You do not get that greeting.
I don't get that greeting.
You should get that greeting.
They could care two shits about me showing up.
But you're the chow mein girl. They know.
No. This was the old one, and I didn't go there very often.
Oh.
My new place, they know me.
Well, should. It's Wednesday night. She's not cooking again.
Yeah, it's like, what? Where is she? My pizza place that I go to, if I don't show up, they miss me. They're like, oh, you haven't been around a while. I'm like, oh, my God. I guess I don't cook a lot.
Wow.
Anyway, so they're at the counter and talking, and there's a car outside with the sliding door open or the side door open facing the thing. And she goes, oh, is that the baby? Oh, hello. And she's waving out the window.
Are you doing a bad Asian accent?
No, I wasn't trying to.
You kind of did.
Did I? I was trying not to.
A little racist like me. I like it.
I was trying not to. But she's like, she obviously had a very thick Chinese.
Did she go, ching ching cha?
No, she did not.
Okay, good.
She had a very thick Chinese accent. She's like, hello, hello. And she's yelling and waving out the window.
Can we stop right there?
What?
Well, I'll let you continue.
Yeah.
Is it really ever that exciting to meet a baby? Let's be honest about it.
No.
No, babies are not that exciting.
Unless it comes out of my body, I really don't care.
Right. But they're not that exciting. It's like, oh, a baby's coming. Hooray. No, it's not that exciting. She's acting.
You don't have the kind of pressure that women do. You're supposed to fawn over these things. You are supposed to lose your friggin' mind in a hormonal shower.
I don't have the type of pressure that woman has. I have a superstar in here who's buying my awful Chinese food, and I need to make him fucking feel happy. That's the pressure she has.
No. She does not have that pressure at all. She's completely loving what she's doing. His body language said, oh, Jesus Christ, let me just have my Chinese food and let me go home. He is, like, trying to make himself smaller physically. Because she's like, ah! bah, 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 at his face. And he's like, you can see him going, oh, God, just give me the food. And she's waving and carrying on, waving at the car. And I turn to look and see, and I mean, I didn't know what his wife
can
looked
I get
like,
my whatever. Chinese food? Can I get my Chinese food?
He's got to repeat it.
Pretty much.
You know, Chris Rock is like, General, number 10, number 10. he repeats everything.
He does.
That's his delivery style.
It is.
I don't know if that's what he came up with or is on it, but that's his style.
You know what? They addressed that in the Rolling Stone article. It's because he had preachers in his family.
Okay.
And it's like that.
He is kind of proselytizing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that right.
Proselytizing.
He's kind of prostating. He's prostating.
Oh, God, I can't say it either.
He's prostating.
Who had his finger
Can
up
I get
his
two
butt?
Fingers?
Oh, God. That's it. So I'm looking to see, and I see the family, you know, and I don't wave. I just turn and look out the window.
Because I don't know them.
I don't know them. I just want to see who she's screaming at through the plate glass window. And so I look back down because I don't even want to be part of this. I'm the only other person in the room. And I look, and so he finally gets his food. And now I can't even hear him talk.
What do you order?
I have no idea.
How are you not listening?
He called ahead. So he obviously was just picking up a to-go order. And he's talking.
Did you put in the duck sauce? You know I love the duck sauce. You give me the duck sauce. Is this even close to sounding like Chris Rock? It's a little bit.
It is. No, definitely recognizable imitation. Okay. But the thing is,
I'm not the man of half a dozen impersonations, as our pal Joe.
Well, and I can't even hear him talking because he's being so quiet.
Really?
And you can't hear anything over. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
I wonder how much Chinese food costs in Alpine, New Jersey. That is not a huge town. Like the lunch special has to be $19.99.
It was down the hill in Closter.
Oh, he's slumming it. He's slumming for his Chinese.
There's nothing up in Alpine.
Really?
He has no stores up in Alpine. No, there's nothing.
Nothing.
There's no store.
No Dollar General in Alpine.
No stores at all.
Really?
Nothing. No. Now, so you have to go down the hill if you want to get some food.
Slowing and Closter.
So he
used to go to Closter for Kmart.
Yeah, when it was there.
It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Don't care. Used to ride my bike there. It's for miniature golf.
Is
that still there?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was a big one, too.
Yeah, it was. Right. I don't know. I have to go down that street and see now.
Okay.
I don't remember. But I looked down so that I wouldn't be staring up at him when he walked out.
You know who this is at this point.
I totally know who it is, but I want to give
him... Did he recognize you?
No, you know what?
Disappointed.
We haven't spoken in a while.
Disappointed.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. So, and so I didn't look up at him because I wanted to give him one moment's peace in this place.
Why?
Well, because she's been screaming at him. I didn't want to be like...
Yeah, but he's obviously into it. He keeps getting his Chinese food there.
No, I think he's just into the Chinese food. He's probably not into that. He did not seem to be digging the
Can
attention.
A bitch shut up? I'm not saying kill a bitch, but I'll choke a Chinese bitch. And he's all blabbing about my baby. I just want my chow mein. Can I get a chow mein?
That's totally what he's thinking. That's totally what he's thinking. Yeah, he's just, his body language, even from the back, you know you can tell when somebody is like not happy.
Whenever Joe leaves.
No, that's when you're doing the little dance. That's the happy body language.
Right, but when Joe leaves, I see he's not happy.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
Then I dance.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. But he was just... He seemed totally irritated. So I looked down like, oh, no, I'm not going to bother you, too.
I would have been like, ma'am, where's my greeting?
Yeah, right? Well, then I go up to the counter. She's like, did you see who that was? Did you see how that was?
And I'm like, there was somebody here?
And I'm like, yes, I did. But I'm not going to leap on. What did you want me to do? He's here to get his goddamn Chinese food. Leave him alone. Let him pay and get out.
Bitch is crazy, but they got the best chicken and cashew. Can I get my chicken and cashew?
Can I get the big piece of chicken?
you made it racist.
No, that's part of his act.
Yeah, you made it racist because he's black and he likes chicken. I know what you did.
Part of his act.
No, you made it
racist. No, I did not.
You made it racist.
I did not.
You made it racist.
I did, yes. Okay.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Glad you admit it.
Yeah. So that was my brush with Chris Rock fame, and I...
That's nothing to do with his act.
No, I deliberately left him alone.
Well, that was nice of you.
I tried to leave them alone.
I know. I wish you would try harder.
Well, you're not quite Chris Rock. Yeah. Easy for me to say. Yeah. Chris Rock status, so it's like, I don't leave you alone.
Oh, is that what, if there was ever motivation to be better.
I really. Yeah, if you get up there, then I will just like avert my eyes.
If I get up there, tell you what I'm not doing.
Not calling me.
No, not go to Closter for Chinese food. Bitch can't shut up.
Oh, she cannot shut up.
Oh, my God.
I know. I felt so bad for him. It was like a vignette in what his fucking life is like.
Sure.
You know? Like, I can't go someplace without people, like, slobbering over themselves. Like, I'm just buying food. I'm not doing anything remarkable. I just look
but
like
really,
a normal dude
really,
buying food.
If he didn't want the attention, there is the option of delivery.
I suppose there was, but they had a baby, you know, and it's
The baby doesn't have to deliver. Baby doesn't even have to answer the door.
Baby didn't even have to be in the car.
I don't know why. No, baby could have been...
Maybe they were bringing it someplace. Who knows? Maybe. I don't know his life, but...
Maybe they're going to Jerry's house. Jews like Chinese food, too.
I said, yeah.
Chris and Jerry are friends.
You know, everybody likes Chinese food.
No.
Me and Mr. Helix do. You don't?
Oh, but yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It was not my favorite for a long time. It's fine.
What kind of Jew are you? It wasn't your favorite.
We've established not a good one.
Not a good one. No. I mean, what's this? You don't eat Chinese food.
I do eat Chinese
food.
Okay,
good.
I do eat Chinese food. I just, you know. Maybe I like Mexican food better at this point.
Oh, you know, and that's good, too.
Maybe I like Indian food.
That's okay.
Yeah. Have you had Indian food?
I have. Some of it's too spicy, but the other stuff I do like.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Indian food's very good.
Yeah, I can't take a spicy curry.
You know, though. I got a feel in school that the Indian kids would not have been made fun of for the way they smell if people would have just tried their food.
They'd understand.
Yes, because people like made fun of the Indian kid, at least when I was in school. There was like Indian kids who were very smart and very nice people.
Yeah.
But they got made fun of.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, we're horrible humans in America. But if they would have tried the cuisine, very good. Now, I used to hang out at my Filipino friend's house.
Uh-huh.
And it smelled god-awful, the food. I never tried it. I was never offered. But they're like cooking like squids and all sorts of it. It smelled terrible. Now, it doesn't mean I've never had Filipino cuisine. I really should have it.
Right.
But I just remember like it did not smell pleasant.
I understand a lot of people say that Korean food and like Korean people, because it's pouring out of their pores, it smells bad. Well, kimchi is supposed to be very stinky and like pungent.
Yeah.
But Chugger Tom just weighed in. Chinese is great. Best way to eat cats.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
No. Barbecue.
I do like some Korean cat barbecue. That is nice on a stick. Yeah, I mean the meat's a little sinewy.
Yeah.
That's why you got to use house cat because it's more vealy.
Oh yeah, because they lay around a lot more.
I mean, you're run of the mill alley cat, which is what you get from most of these places. Very taut the muscles.
Running from cars, running from dogs. Yeah.
I mean, really, if you really want to have good street alley cat, you really need a pressure cooker.
Good point.
Yeah, you really got to let it cook.
And one of those like tenderizer mallets, if you want to get it nice and flat,
so it
fries up really quick on both sides.
I like to cook it in a catnip broth. I feel it's more natural. I feel it's more the cat's ethnicity.
No, you know what? I understand that. If you're going to make like you're going for Thai, you're going to use lemongrass or something. You're going to stick with
right.
what goes with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, Lisa says feral cats are grizzly. Yeah. I
don't have the time to catch a feral cat.
Trucker Tom says house cat is the Kobe beef of Asian cuisine.
I'm not saying he's wrong.
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying Tom's wrong.
There was a Chinese food place in, I guess it was Emerson or Westwood, New Jersey, and it was on Old Hook Road next to a cemetery, and it was called Hong Hing. Did you ever eat there?
No.
It was awesome.
Was it?
They had great food. They had waiters. It was all sit down inside. And
biggest rack of ribs you ever see, fresh from the cemetery.
Well, I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, great food, and they always acted like they knew you from last time you were there.
They acted like you were Chris Rock.
Yeah, no. It was very dignified, you know, and so they had, all traditional Asian decorations, and it was, like, really an experience.
All traditional Asian? What are some of these decorations?
Well, I mean, red is a very lucky color in China.
Yeah,
Chinese
unless you're
culture.
Trying to bang your girl.
So most,
and then
what?
It's red down there. It's like, oh, fuck, I got to wait a week.
Oh, goddamn. You took it there.
That's a great reaction. That's how I know. That was a shot to the solar plexus.
No!
You stuttered and you actually backed away from the microphone.
I did. I was like physically trying to remove myself from your presence.
That's awesome. That's how I know I got a good one in.
Oh, God.
Kudos to me.
Yeah. I mean, they had those traditional big drinking mugs. Like, they serve drinks that had, like, Asian cups and, like, you know, the little, like Fu Manchu kind of face on the mug, and the specialty drinks like Mai Tais and all those things. No, well,
doesn't
I mean,
sound kitschy at all?
No, it was totally kitschy, but it was great, great food, great drink, great atmosphere. I really grieve the loss of this restaurant. It was great. So anyway, it's right next to
Did you sit up when it closed? Did you just go outside and sit shiver for it?
I did. I ripped my shirt and I cried. Anyway, there's a cemetery right next door, and there's a duck pond right between the cemetery and, I mean, the duck pond is part of the cemetery, and it's right up against the parking lot for what used to be Hong Hing. And one day, I don't know what was going on, but I saw a whole bunch of guys in white cooking robes standing there next to the pond where the Canada geese used to hang. This did not give me a good feeling.
Did you see them actively attempting?
I did not, but it was really, really kind of curious.
Well, at least you know. But no, what? This is pond to table.
This is the new trend. You know, it's local. Where do you give a shit where the duck came from if you're going to order duck?
I care, because you know what? I don't want my duck feasting on Kemlon before it's on the table.
No, you're participating in it. You go there in the afternoon. You go to the pond around 12. Come with some bread. You feed the ducks. You come back to Hing Hong, or whatever the hell it's called.
Hong Hing.
For dinner. You order the duck. You know, it's been fattened up nicely, and you contributed. That's what you're doing.
No.
It's like picking your lobster. It's like picking your lobster out of the tank. You're picking your duck out of the pond. It's the same thing.
I know that that's a duck full of Kemlon, and that's been swimming in dead guy juice. I do not want to eat that.
Yeah.
It's full of bread now because you've been feeding it all afternoon.
Yeah, it's cooked with the hoisin sauce. You don't fucking know. It's fucking delicious. Shut up.
Oh, nasty.
At least you know it's not leaving a big carbon footprint because they don't got to ship the duck across the damn country or from another country to get to you. You know it's right there. There's no carbon footprint.
Oh, no. There's carbon footprints all over the place in the cemetery.
No.
There's carbon.
No.
There's,
you know, you say
bone matter.
You say you want to support the local economy. You say you want fresh food, farm or pond to table, whatever the case may be.
Pond to table.
And you can support, and you don't support.
No, I don't.
Do you eat duck otherwise?
No, I don't anymore.
Before that, were you?
No, not before that moment, but I used to eat duck until I realized how much I love them, and then I'm like, I can't eat them anymore.
So you're one of those that you can't eat the cute ones.
Yeah, I can't eat the cute ones. I know. There's other stuff that I eat that is cute, and I don't want to think about it. Lisa says, at least you know it's fresh. I don't know. It's been pickled in dead guy juice. I don't think it's fresh.
It's not pickled in dead guy juice.
It is. There's all this dead person leeching down the hill into that pond. Oh, yeah.
It's not leeching.
Oh, yes, it is.
So it's zombie duck.
Yes, it is. It's zombie duck. And as soon as you eat that, you start here in Thriller and dancing around in Hong Hing. I don't want any part of that.
That's why I went out of business.
Somebody figured out where they were getting their appetizers.
Delicious. Delicious. Is that mallard? Freshly caught? Why, yes, please. Well, it's not Peking duck, it's Emerson duck, just as good.
Oh, excuse me, but mallards have a little bit more class than to be swimming in the cemetery. It was Canada geese.
Well, then they don't have geese on the menu. Unless you're saying the geese was posing as duck on the menu. I've had goose.
I'm thinking.
I've had goose.
Didn't
Tiny Tim need a fucking goose?
They did. They used to eat those. You know what? If it was like farmed and they weren't eating chemicals, literally, I might consider eating goose because they're nasty. But, like, I would eat Canada goose because they're mean.
They look plump and delicious.
They do. I know. It sounds like a great idea. Somebody actually came up with that idea. We have so many Canada geese. Why don't we feed them to the homeless? And then they found out, literally, they were so full of lawn chemicals that they would have poisoned the homeless.
Problem solved.
Oh, God.
Less geese, less homeless. I'm not seeing an issue. I am seeing a winning solution. I'm seeing this is how you get elected to political office type solution.
I know. This is really good thinking. I mean, actually.
It really is. Does solve two problems. It kills two birds with one stone.
Oh, my God. That was actually very good.
Well, once in a while.
Yeah, it sounds like a reasonable proposal.
It kind of does.
I was talking about the historical treatise on you just eat the poor.
Well, no, this isn't directly eating the poor. This is they are dying of feasting.
They were dying of feasting.
Yeah, sure. They're eating. This is delicious.
Your last meal.
And then the dead soon.
Actually, I think it would be a long, drawn-out, like, terrible death, because it wouldn't be like they're full of arsenic. It's just they're full of God only knows what Monsanto is cooking up. And
we're eating the Monsanto crap anyway.
I know we are.
So?
We're breathing it.
If it's good enough for us, it's good enough for the homeless.
I don't want to. Yeah, but you don't just open up a bottle with a skull and crossbones and you tell them it's seasoning. I mean, you don't.
No, you're giving them fresh, delicious goose.
I don't know, Ben.
And you're not
fresh. I take issue with the constant word fresh in this conversation.
You know, it sounds like an excellent solution, and I think we're just a bunch of snowflakes for not acting it out. Bunch of pussies.
Well, now we're back to the eating cat. We brought that full circle.
Yeah, I mean, there's a story, where is it, in Australia or China or something, that they fed these Australian tourist cat and everything.
Who did?
I think it was in China.
Oh, my God.
They didn't know they were eating cat.
Oh, God.
They have cat farms, I guess.
No, that's really horrible.
You would rescue them all.
I would. I would bring them home. I would spend the rest of my life cleaning cat boxes.
All right, if you have a choice.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know either being in this situation.
Okay.
You have a choice. You can eat a cat or you can eat a human. What are you going to eat? You don't know who they are. Prepare it any way you like. You can have Kentucky Fried Cat or Kentucky Fried Kim. I don't give a shit.
Are you talking about I'm starving and I have to eat one or the other?
Okay. If that's what it takes?
Yeah, that's what it would take.
Okay.
If I'm going to starve
You've never met the cat. You've never met the person.
Okay. So I don't have personal feelings about
that. No personal feelings.
I would eat the cat before I'd eat a human.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because
human meat's supposedly very sweet.
I don't think I could go there unless I was really, really dying. It would have to be a stuck in the Andes in a blizzard situation.
Yeah, but that's not really fair because neither's really going to be prepared the best way. I'm talking, you're going to get a super duper chef. He's going to prepare it nice.
Yeah, I will not be enjoying that aspect
of it. I got to tell you.
If it was a starvation thing, and this is the only way I'm going to survive is I have to eat one of them, I'm going to start with cat.
I'm going to tell you, per capita, cats are much nicer than humans. So, maybe I go human.
You'd eat a human before you'd eat a cat.
I don't know. Cats are very nice animals.
Well, wait a minute now. Could you possibly carve off a part?
No, this is prepared for me. I'm not doing, that's what I'm saying. You're having a top chef.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, would they have to kill the human?
Listen, I mean, we're talking semantics now.
Wait, well, I mean, there's a difference,
We are growing them.
Oh, God, this is getting so dark.
We are growing body parts.
Oh, God.
Not even full humans. We are growing body parts.
Just body parts?
We're growing thighs. We're growing arms.
Little
dark meat, little white meat, whatever you like.
Well, wait a minute. Now, no, that doesn't make a legitimate conversation because you can't disembody people.
No, you could. I guarantee you.
Like, you mean like in.
They are growing body parts now.
Well, I know they are. They grow ears on the back of mice.
Exactly.
In
so this
laboratories.
Is not, this is not that far out of the question. We have a hunger situation. We have a starvation situation.
So you're saying, like, Lisa says Davin doesn't eat pussy. I don't think that's true.
Only the cute ones, Lisa. I eat the cute ones.
Even Tom is turned off. Oh, God. Is this turning into an exotic meat conversation? Sort of.
Tom's very specific on what type of exotic meat he allows entering his mouth.
Lisa said, succulent meats.
Succulent meat.
Succulent meats.
You don't ask. You're presented with succulent.
I'm never going to get through that tonight.
You're presented with succulent meat.
Wait, and I'm not going to ask where it's from? No, I would not eat meat that I didn't know what it was.
Of course you would.
I would not.
No, all right, but you know, listen, I can either eat a cat or a human.
You're going cat.
I'm really sorry to say, but I would eat a cat before I'd eat a human.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to go human.
Wow.
Now, I don't know them.
Yeah, no. You don't know either of them.
They weren't killed so I could feast on them.
Right. It was just...
Because I don't want anybody killed. If something has to be killed so I could feast on it, I would say cat, because you don't do time for cat killings.
Okay, so the meat is available from one or the other.
Right.
We're just kind of completely removing it from the ethical consideration of murdering either of them.
Nobody's getting murdered.
Trucker Tom says, I hear hippo knees are great. Hippo knee burger.
Mm. Hippo knee. That's very specific.
Yeah,
really is.
I know. You didn't go like elephant toe or something. Hippo knee.
Hippopotamus. You go, all right, that's kind of weird. But he goes, hippo knee.
Hippo knee. You know what? Are hippos endangered?
They're very aggressive. I don't know. Rhinoceroses
are endangered. I don't know. If hippos aren't endangered, I'd eat hippo because hippos are fucking nasty. And they can kill people.
All right. Sweet cat. Lovely cat. Prick of a human being.
See, now you're making them like personal, then person.
Okay. So fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because.
Now.
Like serial killer person?
No, just a douche.
Douche. Yeah.
You know, like this guy. The guy Joe and I always talk about.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if there's an asshole.
Oh, let's not. No, not that part.
No. But if there's a guy or gal who's a real jerk and there's a nice cat, you go, you know what? Let's eat the human.
Eating the nasty person.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I bet.
See, now that you put personalities in.
Yeah, I bet evil doesn't taste good though.
I bet it sours them.
I bet it really affects the meat.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's like this nasty like aftertaste.
Yeah. It's going to give you heartburn.
Shit, it's probably nasty front taste.
It's going to give you the shits.
I mean, somebody said you...
That Bixus just went right through me. I told you I would get the best of you. I got you in the end.
Oh, no. Bix is repeating on me.
Here I am. Here I am. I can't keep Bix down. No. Joe would be loving this, by the way.
I know. Sorry, Joe. Oh, good. Oh, Lisa has a candidate for consumption. She's got somebody already. Well, if you can deliver that freshly butchered and seasoned.
But we wouldn't have that same feeling. This would be Lisa's person or cat choice.
Right.
Not ours, because we don't know this person. So we would go. So in your scenario, you would still go with the cat because you don't know this person.
Right.
But this is somebody who you personally know is a douche. And this cat is a fine cat.
It's a beautiful
cat.
Not one
of your cats, but it's a fine cat.
Yeah, I could not eat one of my own cats.
No,
never happened. I would starve first. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
No, I would. Trucker Tom says, maybe some Bengal tiger tail in a white rhino marinade.
You know, Tom's always with the cooking.
I know, but he's always good. He's got the endangered flavorings, you know.
We're not really into endangered animals anymore. It's not really the concern for the next 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, but there's, you know, those clubs that people would get together.
I don't like them.
No, I think that's just so fucking evil.
So we've established that initially you would eat the cat, but upon finding out the person's a douche, you'll dine on a human femur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, if they had it coming, then yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, with a disclaimer that I'm starving. I'm starving to death.
How about they're just an asshole and they need to go?
No.
Really?
No. Lisa says exotic succulent meat.
All right, Lisa, do you want to fucking do the commercial?
I think she does.
This bitch has to get through. I want to get off this air sometime this evening.
That'll take 12 years for me to get through.
Exactly. You're not helping, Lisa. You're not helping at all. We like doing the show, but not forever.
Yeah, I know. It's like, especially by the end, we're like, oh, I got to go.
Well, I will be in a better mood because I'm not doing Ann Jackson tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
My voice won't be burned out.
Yeah.
Me. I couldn't even do it last week. I know.
You're like, me. And
I was tired. I was crashing.
Yeah.
I was in no mood.
And Joe was not jumping in, and I couldn't
do it.
Joe
was burned out. Yeah, it was terrible.
Because without...
Not our best performance.
No, of the Ann Jackson. No.
So it's funny. You were talking about encountering people. I've been encountering people lately.
Okay.
As I'm wanted to.
That sounds ominous. All right.
So I was in Central Jersey last week, and I stopped into a pizza place. Never been into there before. And I'm wearing an old Chad Pennington Jets jersey. I don't know if you know who he is.
No.
Quarterback.
Okay.
So the older Italian gentleman who was the owner starts talking sports with me, and he just bought the place. He tells me he's trying to turn it around, the reputation the place had. Whenever somebody takes over a restaurant, they always have to shit on the previous owners. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and whenever you have a contractor in the place, they always look at whatever the other guy did. They go, oh, they fucked this all up.
Same thing with web designers.
Yes.
Yes. And nobody knows what they're doing but the person in front of you. It's always
true.
Case. It really is.
Yeah, it's like, oh, who screwed this up? Oh, the junction box is the wrong
and
place.
And I'm very cognizant of not doing that when people ask me about other comics or comics they've had there before.
Yeah.
I'm very cognizant of not going, well, they suck.
Yeah, right.
But it's kind of interesting how quickly people are ready to shit on other people.
Oh, absolutely.
So he's trying to turn around the reputation of it. So he's talking to me. He asked if he could sit down with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Fine. He's talking about the ingredients he uses, where he's from. He knows my hometown. Fox News is on the television, which happens a lot in restaurants. You know, more and more, I always kind of like am surprised when a partisan channel is on.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you go neutral?
Aren't you turning off some of your people?
Yeah, I mean, not me. I don't give a shit.
Right, but there...
I would think there would be, because everything's so hyper-partisan these days.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I would think Fox News would be, you know, something maybe you wouldn't... And you used to be able to say MSNBC, but it's not really that left anymore. They have a lot of conservatives. They've taken a lot of the Fox News people.
Yeah.
So they've kind of jogged to the
middle.
A
little bit to the middle, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. It doesn't affect me. Whatever. When you came over, I had Fox News on.
Yeah. I know you watch both, though.
Yeah, I watch. I watch it all. And I commented to you when I posted on Facebook. I go, wait a minute. We have a panel of Stephen Baldwin and Kennedy from MTV.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Is that where we are?
I know. Rock bottom.
And I posted on Facebook. I go, what's the matter? What's about Jesse Camp and Frank Stallone weren't available?
Really?
I mean, if we got to – first of all, I think if anything, we've seen that not every celebrity should talk.
Well, no, and
celebrities are constantly proving that, unfortunately.
Well, the four that you just mentioned sound like candidates for the I'm a celebrity and I've got to get out of here, like, kind of reality show.
I can't remember her name, so this is going to sound awful, but they used to have on the African-American girl that was in Clueless.
Oh, yes.
She's a pretty known conservative.
Yeah, she is.
It's kind of, I was talking to a big...
Stacey Dash.
Yes, I was talking to a big Trump supporter. A friend of mine earlier today on the phone, and this happened to be on too. And I'm like, you know what? What happened to, like, at least when you had Clint Eastwood? I mean, sure, he was batshit crazy.
Yeah.
You know, at the convention, but it's Clint fucking Eastwood.
Right.
It's an A-list celebrity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, say what you want. It's Clint Eastwood. It doesn't get bigger than that.
Yeah, it's not Chachi.
Yeah, right. Is that where we are now?
Yeah.
I mean, Kathy Griffin is higher up than the people that they're digging out.
I know.
And Johnny Depp said something stupid, but he's fucking Johnny Depp. He's a major talent. He shouldn't fucking talk.
He should not talk, and he should not use his hands, and he shouldn't be allowed to have any money or girlfriends anymore. Oh, anyway.
Right. There's a lot of issues.
But yeah.
But if he just sticks to his lane,
yeah,
he's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the Johnny Depp.
Yeah, just act. Shut up. Don't let us know about your personal life, because that all sucks.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not one of these people that wants the celebrities to shut up. I'm not one of them because I go, well, our president was a celebrity.
Well, I don't think that necessarily, because you have one walk of life, which theirs happens to be acting or whatever it is that they do.
Or comedy or music or whatever they do.
Doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be part of the political debate. Every American is allowed to be part of the political debate.
It just seems like lately every time they talk, they say something stupid.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just,
so that for that reason, I want to say, shut up.
Well, and Johnny Depp, so I was making a joke, and I posted on Facebook. Thank you, Johnny Depp, for once again showing how hard it is to be funny.
Yeah, really.
For those who don't know, Johnny Depp was talking to a large audience. I think he was in England, and he said, "Well, it's not like an actor ever assassinated a president." Huddle, huddle, ho. Don't you have a sword you should be swashbuckling with?
Really?
Stop it.
Don't you have a bandana that you could put over your mouth right now?
I don't understand. I understand the awful thoughts. I get the awful thoughts.
I do too.
People had it about Obama. I've had some dark thoughts about Trump and W. I get it.
Yeah.
I get. But
don't be inciting a whole crowd full of what kind of lunatics are out there?
Yes.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
You really?
Stop wishing harm on people. You're not helping.
No, that does not help.
Does not help at all.
No.
Anyway, that wasn't my point to this.
Lisa says he should not be let out without a keeper. Absolutely.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's shown to be one of those people.
Yes, go back to your island and stay there.
I will give Johnny Depp this credit, though. He did not do the Kathy Griffin speech and then claim to be a victim.
Right,
thank you, Johnny Depp, for apologizing. You know I went to shut the fuck up.
That's
true. Thank you for not dragging it out.
having a conference the next day. Oh, please.
Now, a little statement. I'm sorry. I was trying to be funny. Okay.
I was trying to be funny. Yeah, all right.
Don't, Johnny. Stick to the serious acting. You're good at it.
Yeah. Or even the silly acting. But do the acting.
Yeah.
Stay to the script.
It's a lot better when other people put the words in your mouth. Not when you have to do them. It's a lot harder that way. Anyway, so he's got the Fox News on the TV. He gives me the remote and says I can change it. I don't change it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come into a man's establishment and change a channel.
Right.
I mean, first of all, I probably would have put on CNN because I find them to be the most neutral. I know they had to fucking retract the story today and Trump is calling fake news.
Right. Okay, but I mean,
they retracted three
people. But that could have happened on CBS. It could have happened on whatever.
Sean Hannity was peddling fake news a month or two ago, too. Whatever.
Please, yeah.
So it is what it is.
It's hard to parse when you're. I do understand that they're under the gun to get on the television show with the fastest scoop. And so sometimes they're human. They screw up, too. They mess up their sources or whatever. Any one of the outlets. I'm not saying CNN. I'm not trying to protect them. I'm saying any one of the outlets this could happen
to. No, it's when something's been proven to be false and you keep on peddling.
And you keep doing it.
That's when I have the problem.
Yeah.
That's when I have the issue.
Yeah, it's like, you know this is wrong.
And they got rid of those people or they resigned, whatever. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
They said they resigned, but that might have been like, you better resign.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not the point either.
No.
I'm not bothered by the Fox News.
Yeah.
I think the show was outnumbered in which they have four women and one guy. That's the whole premise of the show. It's really a stupid fucking premise.
What a dumb idea.
It's on the middle of the day. But, listen, Hannity can't do 24 hours.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, you know, the whole idea is that the women are yelling at the guy?
That's not even that. But that's the whole premise of the show. So that's on. Not one of my favorite shows on Fox News.
Okay.
But whatever. I'm not going to change the man's channel.
No.
You agree with that? You shouldn't do that. He's telling me which pizza places are good and the cheeses he uses. And his pizza was very good. Somehow, Fox News comes up. He says he doesn't like some of the hosts on Fox News because they're not real patriots.
And how did he decide that?
Well, he likes Hannity.
Okay.
So I'm guessing he doesn't like the people like Shepard Smith, who's pretty much Fox's only hard news person.
Right.
Who I like a lot. Shep Smith, calls it like he sees it, but it's not hyper-partisan.
I'll have to take your word for it. I don't know who he is.
Okay. I like Shepard Smith a lot, actually. I'm not one to gravitate towards the pundits on any channel.
No, I like the hard news people.
Right.
They're harder and harder to find.
But if you're liking Hannity, I'm guessing you like over-the-top conservative. Or you just like those spile he throws of the football. He does that when he goes. He says liberals are all idiots and not real Americans.
Oh, God!
Now, I can show him my hand at this point.
Yeah.
And I can tell him, I lean left, and I can see where that goes.
Yeah.
Having a really good time with this guy.
Right.
You know? I can just nod and ignore it.
Right.
Or I can go with choice C.
With choice C, either show him your hand, nod and ignore it, or is choice C, like, agree with him and go further over the top than he does?
I could do that. Oh, by the way, he also asked me if I liked fruit, and I said, yeah, sure. Who doesn't like fucking fruit?
Do you like fruit?
He gave me a free piece of honeydew. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's sitting there, gives me a piece of his honeydew melon. I'm eating his pizza. It's good times. Now we're on this fucking conservative rant.
Uh-oh.
So I said, the people on the far left would say the same thing about the people on the right.
Ooh.
Which is true.
Totally true.
Because, a lot of people on the left go, what's with these Republican idiots?
Yeah.
Don't they see it? They're not being, you get it on both sides.
You totally get it. And it's the same rant,
yes.
But it's just,
we're in a different jersey.
Yeah. Blue, red.
Which is different about this show because we'll admit the bullshit on both sides.
I was talking about the Bloods and the Crips.
I know you were. He says, maybe. He goes, that's why us in the middle need to keep the country together. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're in the middle? You think you're in the middle?
But that's what it is. I think no matter where we sit on the political spectrum, no matter where we sit, we think we're the middle.
No, we think we're normal, and more people think like us.
Yeah, we're the reasonable ones, and everybody else is batshit
crazy. But see, I don't believe that. I think everybody else is batshit crazy.
But that's what you would say. But even if you're batshit crazy,
yeah,
you say that.
Yep.
Or even if you're far left, you go, no, no, I'm right. These people are wrong. We need to be more left. There's people far left of me, and these people far right of me. I mean, I say I am center left, and I genuinely think I am.
Yeah.
Because I do call bullshit on both sides, but I certainly have more political leanings to the left than I do with the right, especially because the right has gone way to the right.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, you could say if Bernie was present that the left went to the way to the left. I get that too.
Yeah, I don't know that that would necessarily be true, but I think that it is more. It's so divided. There's just like a couple people waving in the center, and it's like everybody is retreated to the sides.
Well, we're the silent majority. The center is the silent majority.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what it is. I know. You know, that was part of Trump's campaign. You know that his constituents are the silent majority. They're mm-hmm. really not.
No, they're not.
It's the people in the center left and the center right that are the silent majority.
Right, right.
But I do think it's interesting how freely now we talk about our politics with people we don't know.
I know.
That was
absolutely verboten. You don't open with that.
Don't do religion. Don't do politics. Let alone
right.
a customer.
Right.
You don't know me. You
no.
know I'm a Jets fan, so you know I have questionable taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know I like getting my ass kicked. So from those two things, you could assume I'm fucking liberal right there.
Yeah, really.
He should have assumed.
Well, Tom says he wanted Joyce C. call him an evil, bigoted, racist, sexist, misogynist.
Wait, who?
Trucker Tom.
No, Joyce C.
Joyce C.
Oh, I thought he was talking to the Joyce. I'm like, who's
no,
Joyce
who's
C?
That?
That's
no.
what I'm
call him an evil, bigoted, racist, sexist, misogynist. He goes, because that's how I know I've won the argument when I'm called one of the above.
Yeah, but that's never my go-to.
No. Lisa said she's batshit crazy. That's not your go-to.
But it's
either.
it's just interesting how...
Unless you're talking to a scammer.
It's interesting how divisive politics are now.
Yes.
Because we were having this, you know, I don't know this guy. He doesn't know me. But we're having this nice, superficial conversation.
Yeah,
and
right.
potentially... I could have fucking gone off on him.
Right.
I could have agreed with him. He assumed I would agree with him.
I know.
Which makes me all the way, oh, I should have turned on MSNBC if I would have known what was coming.
Yeah, I
know. If
right.
I would have, you know, because I got to push some buttons. If I would have known what was coming. Tell you what, how about that Rachel Maddow? Isn't she awesome? Not left enough for me, I says. I mean, potentially that could have happened.
It could have gone very, very ugly.
Right. And I
you could have told him, hey, I voted Hillary. I mean, I whether you did or you didn't,
did.
Just throw that
first
out there.
First time ever, by the way, I voted for Hillary. Yeah. I mean, she was New York City. I never voted for Hillary before. This election was the first time I voted for Hillary.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I say it's not really a fucking secret.
No, no. Chugger Tom says, you're also a Devils fan, which shows you also make poor decisions.
Shut up, Tom. I don't think you guys made the playoffs either this year. For the first time, like, in decades, the Red Wings didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't even talk. I can't come back to Tom with the Devils because the Devils have been bad for like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
you know, but I think they've been to a Stanley Cup more recently than the Red Wings. I do believe they've been to a Stanley Cup more recently,
throwing down.
Tom. But no, they have not been very good.
Lisa says Leafs fans forever, Tom.
They haven't been good in forever. Leafs fan, I mean, the Red Wings fans and Devils fans can agree that for the past 2 decades, the Leafs have sucked cock.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's just the way it is, but nobody wants to talk about hockey.
No,
but I just thought it was like fascinating.
Yeah, I find it really interesting when people start, particularly if they're talking about politics. But I mean, when people start talking about something and they just assume that you're on their side with whatever issue that you're talking about, and it could be something very controversial. I remember there was one time when I was talking to somebody, and it was like an older person, and she started going on about those Jews, and I went,
oh,
boy, yoing.
Which
went,
ones? That would have been my question.
I just went, it was at work, and I couldn't, like, slap back. I was like,
wow. Who worked with you?
No, a customer.
Came in.
Yeah, gotcha. And so I was like, But didn't say it like...
You know, that sentence never ends with, those Jews are adorable. it never ends in a positive way.
But I know, she changed the subject. I think she must have seen the look on my face.
Right.
I couldn't say anything really, but I was like, you know, like, I looked at her like, what now? What was that now? How do you know I'm not Jewish?
Those Jews are a good-looking people. It's never a positive. It's like, those Jews need to leave the country immediately and stop controlling the media. It's never good. Whenever you start with those and there's a something.
You know, those people.
Exactly. It's never good.
Yeah. No, it's those.
Those fat people don't take up a lot of space at all.
There was an issue. We had a staff meeting, and there was an issue within the company, and there was something about outsiders complaining about something,
mm-hmm.
and so without you know doxing myself here, I'm trying to figure out how to tell this, and somebody used the phrase they were describing what an outsider had said, and they were not using the phrase themselves; they were quoting them. And they said they were having a problem with those people. And from the discussion, I was already getting that we were dancing around something.
Yeah.
But I was new to the discussion, and I blurted, so by those people, are they talking about brown people? I blurted this out at the staff meeting, and everyone stared at me. And I knew I had hit the nail on the head.
I think I remember you telling us this.
And they all just looked. They just looked at me like nobody answered the question. They just moved along.
Maybe they were talking about who to call for proper lawn care. And they said those
people.
Oh,
no. No. But I hit the nail on the head. Nobody discussed it with me at the meeting or after. But I was like, God damn. I can't believe this is the discussion we're having in this age.
I also thought, you know, as I was leaving, you know, if I show my hand, if I'm wearing my Hillary shirt, which I don't have one. Never will.
No.
But like. How many people do we potentially shut out of our lives?
Because of our politics.
Yeah, where we don't even get to, we won't even do the simplest of things anymore. Well, they think this way, so I'm not going to associate with them. And we've talked about that, how much we see it now on social media.
Oh, yeah. No, there are some certain things. I mean, I can talk about it to a certain degree with a lot of people. But there are some people that are so vehement in their disgust of whoever's the other to them, that you really don't want to even start that conversation. There's a guy that drove around in the town I used to work in, and we seemed to be on the same schedule. So I was behind his goddamn pickup truck too many mornings, and he had these really nasty things to say about Obama on the back of his truck. I don't know who he was.
I always say political thought is best expressed by bumper sticker and meme. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
That's where your deep thoughts and girthy conversations happen.
Girthy. Well, this is like, you know, if some people cut to the chase, this guy was like straight to the lynch. I mean, he was I could not. I'd see this car and I go, ah, and it put me in a bad mood every morning that I saw the car.
Yeah, like, I got to be honest. I'll see a Trump bumper sticker and I'll think to myself, really? And I shouldn't. People can vote for whoever they want. I don't care. But I understand like how a bumper sticker can put you in a bad mood. But then you have to catch it and go, really? Now I'm being the really. Stop. But yeah, I wouldn't put hate stuff on my car.
There was one old man that I saw this old man and his bumper sticker said, I blame Obama. So it's just like his blanket statement.
Well,
for everything.
Well, I suggest to all of our fine listeners, because I do have a bumper sticker that I sell.
Okay.
You get my bumper sticker. I think it's something we can all rally around, not political at all. It says, sometimes life is harder than taking a pubic hair off a bar of soap. And it has a bar of soap and a black pubic hair on it.
May I
suggest that. Email me at davin@davincomedy.com, davin@davincomedy.com, and can hook you up.
No.
That's not helping sales. That's much better than, Trump sucks, Obama sucks, whatever.
Yeah,
much
I know.
This is much better.
Yeah.
We can all agree.
Do people recognize that when somebody says that somebody sucks, they're talking about cock, right? I mean, basically.
Yeah, it could be sucking egg.
Yeah, sure.
Could be.
Yeah, that's what that means.
By the way, I told the guy I will be back, you know, next time I'm down there, I'll be back to the pizza place. We'll get pizza. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to, unless somebody is like so heinous, I'm not going to not frequent a place because they have political leanings. But
right,
people will
no.
do that. No.
I mean, as long as the guy was
nice guy,
like,
nice guy, good pizza, don't agree with his politics, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I can still frequent his business.
Well, you know, as long as somebody's not doing something that's really heinous, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Trunker Tom says, I have that bumper sticker. It sat in my truck window for many years. The I Blame Obama sticker you're talking about? Oh, God.
Yeah, but before that, it was I Blame Bush.
Yeah, worst always, ever.
Yeah,
you know.
We always blame the president. Whatever side, it's always...
I know.
And everybody's always ready to jump onto that bandwagon.
I know, and it's just like, blanket statement for everything in the world.
There are certainly things you can blame a president for, but the reality is there's also things that we blame him for that's really out of their control.
Yeah, really.
There's only so much they can do.
But
it's a lot easier to focus our anger and explain all the awful shit in our life by putting it on one target.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, should we walk around now and go, oh, the pubic hair sticker Tom says he has.
Oh, well, that's a fine choice.
Oh, well, there you go. Now we're behind that.
And I'm sure the ladies loved it.
I'm sure they did.
It's a fine bumper sticker, Pippi Ellis.
That really is the... It does bring the ladies running.
I don't mention it on stage, but I have them available after the show. It's funny. It's much more uniting than blaming a politician.
Actually, it's like people like what they know.
Yeah, sure. Everybody knows.
Everybody has been there.
So I had this weekend I'm working at this club in Virginia, and there were three black comics and me. It doesn't usually work out that way where there's like, you know, three African Americans and one white guy.
Yeah, that's a strange makeup for a show.
I mean, it doesn't faze me at all, but I was like, oh, that doesn't happen. I mean, when I did the TV show that you came to.
Yeah, that's
It was predominantly African American.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And I was like one of a handful of white comics.
Yeah. I thought it was rude when they brought you up as Whitey McWhiterson. That was not right.
And maybe wear that sheet. I had a nice outfit on that day. And to make me cover with a sheet, I didn't understand. But whatever. I guess them's the customs.
Yeah.
I guess I was one of those people that day. It's fine.
You were them.
Yes, I was them. So the audience was mostly white, but there were some black people in there as well.
Yep.
So I'm standing in the hallway after the show selling my merch. And a black woman who I guess is in her 50s or 60s approaches one of the white people from the club who's collecting the comment cards.
Right.
And she says her group was running up a large tab, and when they were at $100, the waitress came up to them and made them pay their tab. The second comic, she says, was still on the show. So this is maybe 30 minutes in, because there's four of us. Host is probably doing 15. The guest spot's doing 10 or 15.
Yeah.
And my feature's doing 30, and I'm doing, 45 or an hour.
Is that the club's standard behavior?
Well, let me get... I don't know.
Okay.
So usually the bill comes around 30 minutes into the last comic set.
Yeah.
You know, usually with about 15 minutes. You've been to enough clubs.
Yeah.
It's usually, which it's a tough spot.
It is, because, the headliner is up, and then all of a sudden it's the tab time.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
the headliner's rolling along, and then the check comes, and the attention drops.
Drops.
It's called the check spot. Yeah. That's what it's called. But that usually happens when the headliner comes on. So it's not very common for it to go on
that early in the show. Yeah.
Right. She was told she had to pay the $100 and she could start a new tab.
I'm perplexed.
Yeah.
I would be like annoyed at that point.
She says she's been to the club before, and she said this has not happened before, but she felt offended.
Yeah.
And she wondered if it was because she was black.
Well, since you mentioned that they were black, I wondered if that was part of what the reason was. I mean, like, if I was there with a table full of, my friends, and all of a sudden we get up to about 100, and it's, like, that early in, and they're like, could you pay the tab and then run a new tab? Like, are you, like, cashing in your tips and going home? Like, a change of shift?
It's weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's happened in a diner or something where it's change of shift.
Yeah.
And it's like, would you mind settling up with me?
Right.
Or whatever. You know?
Right.
It's like,
I
don't mind that.
I didn't think. I guess that's a possibility. I don't know. But I did see
this. Odd.
I did see the staff collecting checks during my set, which is the traditional
check spot. Yeah.
Now, the guy seemed confused why this happened. From what I could tell, again, I was focusing on my own thing.
Right,
this is going on next to me. So while she was talking to the guy, I walked over her and I gave her a free CD from the radio show.
Okay,
and I told her I hope it went a little way to easing whatever ill feelings she may have had.
Oh, that was smart.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't angry at me. But
yeah, no.
It's like, give her. And for the record, I did not hear her ask for anything from the club. That's important, because there are these people, that are just looking to get something for free.
Yeah, they want. There's always people schmoozing for comps,
right?
So
it's important that I say I did not hear her ask for anything like free tickets or anything
like that.
No, she was just offended. Like, what gives?
Why? Yeah, she didn't strike me as the type of person that's just there to complain.
Okay.
Especially since he's been there before.
How did they handle it?
I don't really know. Like, he seemed like apologetic, but I don't really know what the resolution was.
Mm.
So I don't know what happened. I don't know if this has happened to other people.
All right.
But it did make me think, once again, that the black experience is different than than the white person's experience.
We'll never know. We will never know
because
how
you were telling,
is.
You know, when the wait staff comes up to you, well, you just assume they're shifts. You don't think it's because of the color of your skin.
No, I wouldn't have assumed that.
Nor would I have.
Haven't been treated like that.
Right. Right.
You know, and I don't, I mean, I totally accept that I have white privilege. I get that, you know, and that nobody chases me around in a store.
Well, conservatives will say you're an apologist, or some conservatives will say that you're an apologist.
Fuck them. I mean, I don't live that experience. I don't know what it's like to have people follow me around the store because they assume I'm going to steal.
I would assume you're going to steal.
Or getting pulled over because I drove through the wrong neighborhood. You know?
No, I would assume you're going to steal.
Oh, well, you know me, so
I
you
do.
Know I'm good.
So I can't be. Yeah, but that's not really.
You know, no, I don't want to hear that because they don't even have a moment's empathy to try to see what it's like to live that life. There's another thing. I'm sorry. I keep referencing this article by Chris Rock about Chris Rock and the Rolling Stone, but it was really good. And one of the things is he goes, I'm treated like an N-word every day. I see people. I see the looks on their faces. I'm walking someplace where it's mostly white, and all of a sudden, and they look at me and stare at me, and all of a sudden they realize who I am, and then their faces brighten up, and they're like, oh, look! But they're looking at me like, what's he doing here?
Well, he's living in a very white neighborhood, affluent neighborhood in Alpine.
And why, yes, and why are they looking at him like that? Until they realize who he is. Oh, well, this one can pass.
He's one of the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing.
Do you think she was wrong to, like, think her color may have played into it?
No. I can't say that she's wrong about that. I don't live her life. I don't know how many
experiences
she's had.
No, I can't say she's wrong, and I can't say that that's the reason why they collected her check.
I don't know.
I know, but it just struck me as, like, you know what? If that happened, I would be, like, annoyed, and it would strike me as weird. I probably wouldn't even be annoyed. I would just be struck as weird. I guess they have, like, $100 cap on their, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'd look at my friends and go, that was weird, you know?
Yeah, but I would never, because my experience has not been one where I would assume race. I just thought that was interesting.
I do, too, and I would say that, you know, I have not had the experience of living that life where it's not being paranoid, because clearly there's so much racism in our country. It's not saying, oh, I'm not saying, you know, some people truly do. It's like the people who cry rape that were never touched. It's like the people who pull out the race card when it has nothing to do with the experience. That happens too.
Sure.
But there's definitely a lot of people who, I mean, people of color who have experienced terrible things simply because of the way they look. And there's no reason for that.
Well, this reminds me of a book. I was going to pass it on to you, but my wife said she wants to read it, although I don't know when she's going to read it.
Okay.
She's actually going to pass it on to you and Joe.
Oh.
For different reasons.
Okay.
Just because I think it's something that you would get, that you would find interesting. I think for Joe it might be a bit more enlightening. This book was written in the, I want to say in the 60s? It's called Black Like Me. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Have you heard it?
I didn't read it, but I would like to read it.
So it's about this white guy
mm-hmm.
who goes through all these treatments, which I didn't even know they could do then, to make his skin black.
Right.
And he goes down to the South. This is before the Civil Rights Movement. This is before the Civil Rights laws.
Wow.
So this is like when the
God,
Deep South
yeah.
is like still like Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. is just starting to get going.
Yep.
But, you know, we have passed the Lyndon Johnson didn't pass the legislation.
Yeah.
So he's going down to Louisiana.
Oh, God,
and Mississippi.
Yeah.
And he's hanging out in the black areas with the black people. And the black people think he's black, except for one guy who's his friend who knows him.
Oh, that knows
who does his shoes.
Okay.
So the guy used to clean his shoes, and now the main character is sent with the guy.
Okay,
you know, now that
was he sort of his entree into the world.
It helped out into that. Like it wasn't planned, but he saw this guy that he knew, and it worked. And he meets all these black people, and he talks about and he hitchhikes across the South, and how the white people treat him,
uh-huh.
and just like completely awful, lascivious, like things like just talking about like black women. Like the things they want to do to black women, like all of them, like are talking like sex with this guy, this middle aged African American guy in their mind. So it's just really interesting. And I like I said, I
I think you would like it for different reasons. I think Joe might like it for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But we go, well, it's not like that anymore. Huh. Why are they complaining? And it's not like that.
It's not like
no,
that.
It's not. But there are people still walking the earth that lived through that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of, and I think sometimes we forget. I know I would if I didn't think, because I thought the book was great. And if I didn't hear this woman's, you know, her experience, and if I, what didn't happen with Philando Castile, with, you know, he was the mm-hmm. Minnesota mm-hmm. guy who got shot, where at least from the video, it looks like he did everything right and the cop lost his mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, the disturbing thing about that is, well, so many things, but I don't understand, like, how the NRA is silent on this, because we're talking about a legal gun owner who tells the guy that he has a license and can be a legal gun owner. This is who the NRA should be defending. Because of now...
You'd think.
Because of now, if it's dangerous to be a legal gun owner, that's a fucking issue, too. Because we do have a Second Amendment.
Right.
It shouldn't make you more likely...
to get shot.
Right.
Yeah.
And the NRA is silent. So it's a whole thing. But anyway, it just makes me think that I need to be open to other people's experiences and think about things and see things that I wouldn't normally think about.
Right. Right. So. Well, I would really like to read that. I'm surprised I never did read that one. But
I guess it's a famous book. I didn't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I had it. I'll find it for you. It's kind of falling apart, but you'll keep it good. Then give it back to me. It's one of the ones I want back.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not a long. I recommend it to everybody. I just think it's just a really enlightening experience. And keep in mind, we're not like that now. I get that. But keep in mind, like I said, that there are people that did experience that.
Absolutely. I read a really
I'm sorry. I didn't
mean to interrupt. That's
okay. But, I mean, for those people, it helps explain why it was so emotional, whether you think he was a good president or bad president, for a black man, half black, half white.
Right.
For a black man to become president, because it's something they never thought.
Right. They never thought that would be able to happen in this country, because
right.
the difference, I was having a conversation with some people over the weekend, and the difference between just not that many decades ago, things that went on in our country, and now, I mean, the fact that we had segregation, the fact that, you know...
The past decade, I mean, has really changed things. I mean,
a lot.
Look at homosexuals.
Yes.
And, I mean, yeah, an African-American... I mean, it's really... It's
and
really,
things have rolled back for women. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, a woman can be anything. A woman can run a. It wasn't always like that either.
No,
women are running powerful countries.
Our reproductive rights, I meant specifically.
Well, I mean, yeah,
that's been rolling back,
well,
and that is part and parcel with the way that people think. Men specifically, in power.
It's older men.
Think about women.
It's older men.
It's
not even a political affiliation, because you see, like that, younger Republicans are much more liberal with this type of stuff.
It's a generation thing.
Yeah,
yeah, but who are the guys that are in?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I said to my dad.
Have
I go,
power.
Enough with you fucking baby boomers.
Oh my god!
And Hillary's of the same generation too.
Yeah, I know.
Enough with the fucking olds. Yeah. That's why when Ruby was running, I get it. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of experience. He's a young guy. I get it.
Right. But if the olds with the money, it's like they should not be making all the rules for the people now. You know, it's because we don't think that way.
Right.
We're not living our lives that way.
It does seem like a lot of the people in power are out of touch with even their own constituents. Not that their own constituents, I'm talking about conservatives, their own constituents are liberal.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, like, economic policy or military, they might be conservative.
They might be conservative, but they're socially more liberal.
They don't give a shit.
And they don't care.
They don't care. They're like, fuck whoever you want. Yeah. I just want to have a job. And whatever they think is a better economy, whether it's, you know, the conservatives' view of how to get a better economy or the liberals, you know, whatever. But the more and more, they're like, leave fucking. They're more libertarian.
Yeah.
There's definitely a libertarian bent in the new conservatives, which I kind of dig.
I don't know. I mean, there's also the problem with libertarianism, where they believe, oh, pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
No, I understand that.
Which is really frightening for me when you think about social programs already being cut.
Yeah, but even Gary Johnson, a lot of libertarians had a problem with Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
Because even Gary Johnson was like, well, you know, we got to take care of our poor.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't really strict libertarian either.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, are we going to open poor houses again?
Have you seen the Libertarian Convention? It's a fucking bunch of Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah.
And Gary Johnson's, you know, pretty fucking normal in comparison.
Looking normal and acting fairly normal in comparison.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really some fringe element stuff.
But that old generation is really out of touch.
Yeah, I think so.
With where liberals and conservatives are on a lot of these social issues.
Mm-hmm.
because people are really worried about their families and feeling safe and terrorism. Again, whether you think the liberals are right on terrorism or the conservatives, it's a concern.
Right, but the thing is that we're not helping our own society if we're ramping up the xenophobia. Be afraid of the other.
Well,
you know?
I mean,
how are we supposed to join together?
That's the liberal view.
Yeah.
That's the liberal view. I mean, I tend to be of that mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the conservative view is, you know what, there's no room for leniency. You're not a little fucking sick. You're not a little pregnant. If there's a problem in the country, which they perceive there is, you got to fucking wipe it out. There's that side of it, too. It's not the one I agree with, but there is that side of it.
But wait, I don't understand what your point is about that. I mean, like,
there's not a lot of nuance.
No, there's not.
For certain people, there's not a lot of nuance.
Oh, I see. I didn't know if you were literally going into
healthcare. Right,
because
they look at it, well, you know what? Who's blowing up the shit? It's the Muslims. Well, they seem fucking normal until they were radicalized. So let's, you know. And I get, I don't agree with it.
Right.
But I understand that.
I understand that that's what, like, some people see. And they're like, but you can't generalize and make it every Muslim. How do you tell the good ones? It's sort of like the problem in Vietnam. You couldn't tell the Viet Cong from the friendly Vietnamese. So that, I mean,
if you're fucking in the middle of the bush in Vietnam, you're not taking any chances either.
No, you're not.
But
you're
that's
not.
The same mentality. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. If you feel like we're under siege, if you feel like we're threatened,
you
don't want to take any chances.
Right. They just wanted to make a scorched earth policy, but we're talking about humans.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. And again, I don't espouse it, but I understand, like, listen, I got my family here. All I know is whenever I go, this is their mindset, whenever I turn on the news, it's a fucking Muslim running down people, and I don't want that. I get it.
Right. No, I get that, especially depending on where they're getting their news sources.
Well, you know? That was off top. All right, something a little bit lighter, then we'll take our break. I've been trying, to wait for Joe.
Oh, yeah.
But he's failed us.
He's failed us. Well,
the door is locked. Ugh, hold on.
Seriously? Okay, he's going to go and answer the door, and I'm going to sit here and talk to myself. Unbelievable. Oh, I don't know if I know you guys in the chat are my friends on Facebook, but anybody else who's not my friend on Facebook, I know I talk about it too much probably, but I've been doing a lot of gardening lately, and Mr. Helix told me that one of the cats had chased down a mouse recently, and so he took the mouse jumped right into his laundry basket. So he took the laundry basket outside and he shook it out. He saw the mouse run into the garden, and I was out there weeding, and it was kind of dusk out, and my trowel hit something a little mushy, and I pull my trowel back, and it's the dead mouse sitting on top of it. I nearly died.
Should have eaten the cat.
No. I mean, and I told Mr. Helix, and he's like, well, what else was I supposed to do? And I was like, it's not your fault that the mouse decided to go into the weeds and die.
What the hell's in your garden that animals can't even eat the shit?
No. Well, I told this on Facebook.
That's why I know the story.
Yeah, so I was just telling the story for the people who don't know me on Facebook. Right. Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Speaking of Facebook, I'm going to bring this to the court, and then we're going to take our break.
Okay.
So I wished a friend a happy birthday on their Facebook timeline. A mutual friend of Joe and mine, by the way,
mm-hmm.
on their timeline. I don't talk to her very much. She moved away to the West Coast. She never responded.
Okay.
Which is fine. But, you know, you give that Facebook birthday wish.
Yeah.
A mutual friend of ours, Joe, commented on my post and wished her a happy birthday. A couple of days later. Doesn't even make his own post on her timeline.
He just jumps on yours.
Jumps on mine.
Okay.
And she responds to him and asks how he was.
Fuck you.
So the cool.
Fuck you, fucking awful birthday bitch. Fuck you.
And she never responded back.
So the question was, I'm gonna fucking respond. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But
now I'm in.
So do I respond or do I show? Do I look like a weak bitch if I pay this? Pay this any mind?
Oh no, I'd say something totally fucking obnoxious at this point.
I would pay it no mind.
Oh no, jump in.
Well, that doesn't help at all.
No, jump in.
I don't know. You know, you didn't like what I said. You know.
But it's my fucking post show. If I take the time out to wish you a happy birthday, first of all, at minimum, it deserves a like. At minimum, it's a like.
Yeah.
I understand you're too fucking busy to thank everybody. I thank everybody. I understand. But then, to thank somebody else on my post, that's a snub job.
Fuck you. Fuck you, and the horse you rode in on, and the birthday cake you shoved up that horse's ass.
I throw a reel.
I don't like it.
Maybe you want to throw a reel
in there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Toss a really in there.
Maybe a really? But do they understand the gravitas
of a really? Really.
You hate to just waste a really.
Well, it's got to be in all caps, really.
Yeah, maybe all caps really with question mark, exclamation point, question mark.
Yeah.
That might have to be. Because yep. Then I think the really is not, the really announces itself.
Yes, yes, yes. It's like Trump, I'm a really. Yeah, you're real, you know. Cause, so if you're a civilian and you go really, you know, what I mean? But really?
No, these are
comics.
Okay, then I really
would. They should know a really.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you get a really.
Really?
By the way, we discussed eating Steve Bix and how we would repeat on you. You missed that. You're going to have to listen back to the first part of the show.
That's funny.
So I should track that, go to her page, scroll up to the my fucking birthday wish.
Yes.
And this is going to take time.
Yeah. Go find it.
All right.
Really?
All right. I might have to do that.
Oh, that would piss me off.
It's a little insulting.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Joe, quickly. Very quickly, Joe, because you're very fucking late, and I want to take a break.
Quickly, I'm late because I was going through the last preparations because I'm getting my house. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get everything together for my closing tomorrow.
Your closing's tomorrow?
Closing's tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
And I can't, and get a load of this. My boss at the day program, we had a contractor outing yesterday. He asked me.
Outing?
Yeah.
Did you bring snacks? Did you play games?
No, it was golf. It was golf.
You don't golf.
I don't. But when you have
this
dinner,
time.
He caddies.
What they do is they have the outing, then they have the dinner.
Mm.
And you do
dinner.
Yeah. And yeah. So my boss came up to me late last week, and he goes, "Yeah, so around 6 o'clock on Monday." I'm like, "Well, the outing? You're gonna go up? You're gonna do time?" And I'm like, "Yes, sir." You know, the boss says, "Tell jokes." Now, meanwhile, Sexy Susan rehearsal was yesterday. But I called John and I said, "John, look, my boss wants me to go. He's the boss. I got to do what he says." And
well,
he goes,
"John's the boss too."
Well, yeah, but my boss pays me. So, we moved rehearsal to Wednesday,
right?
Because of me.
Oh my God!
I'm
and
closing
now you have
on
a closing.
Wednesday, so I'm closing at 2 o'clock at Bethpage on the Island.
Oh.
I have rehearsal at 8 o'clock. It doesn't pay to go to Jersey and then come back to Middle Island to a house I've only been in twice. That is dark, has no bed or nothing in it.
Right.
So what I'm doing is I'm staying at the – I've been at the compound since Saturday, so I will stay at the compound tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then Thursday will be my first night in the house.
Wow. Oh, that's very exciting. I'm very
happy
for
you. Starting.
So when does it get broken in?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
We'll see.
Does somebody have to run errands?
No.
Has it already been?
No.
No, not yet.
No.
Well, I don't know.
Are you going to at least get a bed or are you just going to do it on the floor?
I have my coma bed. The coma bed is the bed that I had.
That's not a very big bed.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm doing is this. I have to paint because
I don't give a shit about your sleeping habits. I'm trying to find out about the down and dirty.
I'm trying to explain to you, okay? The master bedroom has to be painted, okay? And the other, because there's two rooms that are pink.
I would paint the black if I were you. Thinking God. A lot of the pressure happening.
Right.
There.
But anyway, I have to, I'm going to be, there's one room that's got a laminate floor in it and stuff like that. And while I'm getting everything set up, that's actually going to be like my music room back at the old house where I have my bed and my keys just so I could go about my stuff.
Yeah.
So the coma bed is the first thing as soon as you open up the pod. The coma bed comes out, gets set up. Now I got a place to sleep.
Nice.
You know, I got my keyboard.
Someplace to sit.
Yeah, I got my practice. Well, actually, my performance and practice rig will go in there as well.
Good.
And a couple of like folding tables that I use just to go over my bills. Then I could start to paint. I picked out the bedroom furniture. I'm ordering my bedroom furniture on Saturday. I'm ordering a couple of things for the living room. And with everything's getting mixed, set up. The co-owner, I have not even spoken to her. I texted her maybe early last week, but we have not even made contact.
Bliss.
I don't miss her in the least.
Oh, no.
Well, now I'm going to say something hurtful to you.
Right.
Because you seem like you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
And we can address this now. I addressed it with Pip earlier.
Right.
One of your favorite bands.
Right.
Rammstein. Not a rock band, and I'll tell you why. I will tell you why. I looked at the videos on your page.
Right.
Apparently you had good seats. And I see in the background on this video something that I don't give a shit how much fire you have. I don't give a shit how loud you play. I don't give a shit how German your band name sounds. You can't be a rock band with a member playing the keyboard while walking on a treadmill.
That's
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Flake Lorenz.
I don't know what the hell is Flake.
Flake is his name. I forgot his Christopher Lorenz. They call him Flake. He is my idol. He is like.
Well, yeah, because he's doing cardio.
But
something you'd like to try one day.
But no, he does everything that I wanted to do in Rotgut.
You wanted to walk on?
No, just musically and stuff like that. But he's the lunatic keyboard player, like I am.
No. Walking on a treadmill doesn't make you a lunatic. It doesn't make you fucking dangerous. It means you're just trying to make sure keep your fucking blood pressure down. No. You don't have that. That takes away all.
Flake rules.
No, I'm sorry. You cannot walk on a keyboard in the middle of a fucking walk on a treadmill while playing the keyboard in the middle of a rock concert. You can't do it. You can walk on a treadmill before the show, after the show,
But why is that?
Because it looks silly. And then the other guy, I guess, is the lead singer. He's fucking marching in place. I thought I was watching a Richard Simmons workout. I'm like, Joe talks about this band like they're so badass.
They freaking rule.
Man, this is the gayest shit I've seen.
Oh, they rule. And that. Well, thank you for letting me know, because I didn't even know they were playing. And thanks for Dennis to work his magical skills with the tickets, because I told Dennis, I go, Rammstein is playing. I don't care what it costs. And I got the pit right up.
It's not really magic if you don't care what it costs. It's called fucking paying for tickets.
Yeah, but it's like
you can go to any concert.
But Dennis is the man to get you the best tickets. And I go, I need every skill in your arsenal. And I walk right up, and I couldn't believe it. It was phenomenal. And the only thing that sucked about that show was the merch line. The merch line was an hour. I was online for an hour.
Of course you
were. I missed the opening tune. But I just got
it. You were bad with that shit. You're there for the music.
I understand.
There's nobody in the parking lot selling Rammstein shirts?
You see, what I do when I go to a concert I like, I buy the street t-shirt mm-hmm. out of the Jamaican's balls. And
then, or Dominican.
You have Jamaicans? You have Jamaicans?
That's upscale. It's Rammstein. Yeah. No, excuse me.
Then I go in and then I buy like something. I got a wool hat.
Of course
I got
you did.
I got a sweat jacket. And I got another t-shirt.
Misses the fucking opening song because he's waiting online. Could have gotten it at the end of the night. They're still there.
You know, the way they had you go out to the side, so I wouldn't have, you would have just been a federal case get up there. But it worked out perfectly. What a great night. And plus I had the sweatshirt. It was kind of cool because it's on the water. So I was nice and comfy cozy.
Oh, there you go.
Still not a rock band if you're walking the treadmill. Or playing the keyboards. Sorry. You lose all street cred. All right. We got some new music from Willis and Willing.
What you talking about?
No, I read it wrong. It's Wills and Willing.
Okay.
But your joke is noted.
Hypothetically, if that was correct, yes. The joke would have been funny.
No. But it was noted. It's in the record.
Thank you.
Wills and the Willing with Butterflies and Hannah Brown with Empty. And you can learn more about them.